These words come from mercy. And they're recorded for us in the power of the Holy Spirit from mercy. Our Lord is saying, you know, that it's not just familiarity. You preached right there in our streets. I mean, we know you. Yeah. But I told you to do the will of my Father. I taught you. I urged you. I showed you how merciful and loving He is. And you didn't do it. Will only a few people be saved? He never answers that question. He just says, strive to get through the narrow gate. The narrow gate, it strikes us as narrow because our egos and our desires are make us fat. And we can't get through. And so we have to trim down. That is, we have to do the will of the Father. Now, one of the kind of tips about this is just fall in love with the Father. Then it's not such a big problem. Still a problem, because we're egomaniacs and so forth, but it's not as big a problem. Because we love the Father and we trust Him and we want to do what He wants. And we're fine. But the Lord is warning this. My understanding is that St. Luke has kept the words of our Lord, transmitted through the tradition, you know, for some years until they were written down. Whereas Matthew, knowing these words, has, I think, adapted them. Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we raise the dead in your name? Didn't we? And He says, I never heard of you. Why? Because you didn't do the will of my Father. If you look at our Lord's heart, look at the depth of His spirit. What's going on there? Absolutely polarized by the Father. He says in John, you know, I don't move a muscle unless I see the Father doing it. Now that's our ideal. That's where we're called. The text like this, you see, is trying to urge us to say, Father, I only want your will. Now there's a whole bunch of me that wants a lot more than that. But I surrender that to you. Give me your blessed Holy Spirit to so form my heart that it's like the heart of Jesus. And then I will love you and I will want to do your will no matter what it is. That's the greatest joy in life. And then I will enter that narrow door and I will be with you forever. You see, the role of Mary, the Mother of God, in all of this is to make us sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Vatican II, of course, it's the whole tradition of the Church for two millennia. Vatican II, you know, says that she has influxus. She has influence in our lives. Not just example, not just prayer. She has causality in our lives. She can touch us, change us in the power of God. And that's what we want. You know, there's a little prayer you could say, Mother of God, identify my spirit with every movement of your own. Mother of God, identify my spirit with every movement of your own. Wouldn't that be something? To be that delicately attuned to the Holy Spirit. Because what Our Lady does, you see then, she renders us sensitive to the work of the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit conforms our heart to the heart of Jesus. And then we love the Father. And then nothing can stop us. Because all we want is the will of the Father. Oh, we're stupid, we'll goof, we'll make mistakes, we'll sin. But we're going to keep going to the will of the Father because we love Him and we trust Him. And that's the secret. In these days, let us continue to really pray so that the presence of Christ is here and that the will of God be done. Let not our hearts be blind, but that there be love and compassion for everybody. Everybody who will make a decision in a few days that will have an enormous impact on the history of the world. So for that, let us pray to the Lord.